coming up on episode number 593, we get back into the request bucket and pull some tracks out, some covers of Modern English, something from Greece, and a cover of Corinne Bailey Rae. All this, and you know who, Tina, and trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's July 7th, 2009. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you, like I said, some stuff from Corinne Bailey Rae, Modern English, Big Star, something from Greece, and another track by Michael Jackson. This one recorded obviously recorded before his death, but released almost to the day of his death. Very interesting track that we'll listen to, but it's very, very cool. Let's go ahead and kick things off, though, with a track by a group called Hendrick. Now, Shelby Miller, I've talked about on the show a million times, great friend of mine, and a producer of a show called Shifted Sound down there in Texas. Shelby has the pleasure, has the honor of having some access to some recording space, and anytime an independent artist that he's featured on Shifted Sound comes through, it's Dallas. Anytime an independent artist comes through Dallas that he's played on the show, he tries to get them over to the studio to record a little impromptu session for Shifted Sound, and occasionally they'll throw out a cover. Well, that's what happened in this case. Hendrick decided to do a cover of Corinne Bailey Rae's Like a Star. He sent it over to me, told me that they'd love it if I played it on the show, and I'd love playing it on the show for you right now. Here's Hendrick with Like a Star.
All right, Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Rae.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. I feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You've got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is a fake. Without a doubt, I'm on your side. Heaven has been away too long. I can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love is. Still, I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time. Not a secret anymore, 'cause we've been through this before. And for tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah.
Still wonder why it is I don't argue like
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. I feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Coverville. This is Ian in San Francisco, and I'm calling in a request. I'd like to request a cover of the Junior Mervin reggae classic, Police and Thieves. I think plenty of people will know the Lee Scratch Perry produced original, and even more will probably know the cover by The Clash from their self-titled debut album. I think it's actually on both the US and the UK versions. But I'm hoping you could play a version by a group called Dubversive featuring Boy George. Yes, that Boy George. It was released as a maxi single CD and a vinyl 12-inch back around 1998. Apparently, there's a whole shelved album somewhere out there of other songs from those sessions, Dubversive and Boy George, but I've only ever heard the version of Police and Thieves, and I think it might be the only thing released on its own that way. Anyway, thanks for all the great shows over the years. Very much appreciate all your efforts and love listening to Coverville. Thanks a lot.
Lick it.
Street.
Oh, yeah.
Boy George and Culture Club there with a diversive mix of Police and Thieves. At least that's how it's labeled. I think the album, I'm sorry, the performer is diversive with Boy George. Now that you can find on a box set that just came out in 2003, collecting a whole ton of Culture Club stuff. You'll find a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up, just in case you're CD library did not have enough Culture Club. That is a way to rectify that immediately by getting all the Culture Club. That one is going out to Ian in San Francisco. Great suggestion. I had never even heard of that thing before you had had suggested it. So thank you, Ian, for turning me on to that one. Before that, Like a Star, performed by Hendrick, originally done by Corinne Bailey Ray. That version you can't hear anywhere else but right here on Coverville, thanks to Shelby Miller of Shifted Sound. Check out his website. Check out his podcast, Shifted Sound. It's just amazing. All sorts of great independent artists. It's like the non-cover companion piece to Coverville. If you like the music styles that I feature a lot on Coverville, then you'd like a lot of the artists that you hear on Shifted Sound. And Shelby's just an awesome guy. He's helping me with the t-shirts for the Coverville Citizen. So if you're a Coverville Citizen, you're going to be getting one of those t-shirts very, very soon. Let's talk about the sponsor for Coverville tonight, Audio Engine USA. Let's focus tonight on the Audio Engine W1. Now, this is the premium wireless audio adapter that you can use with anything. Doesn't have to be with an iPod, can be with anything. You get two little gadgets, two little matchbox-sized USB plugs. You can plug one into your laptop and the other one into a convenient wall socket adapter, power socket adapter that you can plug in right by your stereo. And it allows you to wirelessly send the sound from your laptop to your stereo. So maybe you're a gamer, maybe you like playing video games on your computer, but the little tinny sound from your speakers or from the built-in speakers on your laptop just doesn't cut it. Well, this is a great way to listen to that sound in full stereo, as good as a stereo system as you've got. The Audio Engine W1s from Audio Engine USA. Automatically easy to set up. Effortless, I should say. Not about automatically easy. What the heck? But very easy to set up. I have a set here and use them all the time. And they sound great. It's Bluetooth. There's no lag. So if you're watching a movie, the mouths will be in sync with what they are saying. Check them out, Audio Engine USA, and when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, and that's going to automatically save you 10% on your Audio Engine order, whether it's on speakers, whether it's on these wireless devices, or even on their premium-powered subwoofer and desktop stand. Check them out, AudioEngineUSA.com. All right. Well, Jay had called in the following request. Let's play his request first.
Hey, Brian. It's Jay from Cleveland. Just downloaded a new album from a band called Discovery, which is a side project for some people from Vampire Weekend and Rah Rah Riot, and was surprised to find a Michael Jackson cover, which I guess was well in the works prior to Michael's passing. It's a really great cover of I Want You Back. You should check it out. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. I did check it out, and I checked out the whole album, and it's fantastic. It is that cool kind of electronic style that I really, really like, that is not too repetitive, not too, bass repetition kind of thing. And there's one cover on it, like he says, a cover of Michael Jackson's I Want You Back, which is surprisingly timely, released, I think the day of or a couple days after after he passed away. But what's cool about this is that, you can get the album on Amazon, you can get the album on iTunes. I've got links in the show notes to where you can get it there. But you can also pick up a copy through Amy Street for about the same price as you can get it on Amazon or iTunes. But when you buy it on Amy Street, and I think it's like $8, so actually it's even cheaper than iTunes, you get it for $8. For every purchase, for every $8, every album purchase, they donate $2 to Oxfam America, which is very, very cool. So I made sure that I bought my copy through Amy Street, AmieStreet.com. I will put, I don't have one of those little cute little badges for Amy Street like I do with iTunes and Amazon, so I'll just type it in the show notes and you can go pick it up there if you want to buy it with that donation. If you're a little bit on the short side when it comes to money right now, and you're listening to this on Tuesday, July 7th, when the show comes out, then it is the on sale MP3 album on Amazon right now, and I think you can get it for $3.99, but that doesn't donate any money to Oxfam. Anyway, that's the background. Let's get to the tunes. Here is I Want You Back, performed by Discovery. We'll be right back.
Brian. This is Teresa from La Mirada, and I'm calling to make a very special request to my husband, Stephen. As you know, we absolutely love your show and play it any chance we get. And I just want to take this time to dedicate a song to Stephen. I Knelt With You by Sugar Colt. And I just want to let him know that when we put our hearts and our heads together, there's nothing he and I can't do. So thank you very much. And we'll keep continuing listening to Coverville. And thanks for all the great music that you provide to all of your audience. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dedicated by Teresa in La Mirada. That is I Melt With You by Sugar Colt. Comes from a 2005 collection called Punk Goes 80s. There's a bunch of these Punk Goes albums. And you know what? They're all I would say for the most part, they're all really good. Really good collection of choices for songs. I mean, every 80s cover collection is going to include a cover of Modern English's I Melt With You. But that's a pretty good straight-ahead rock version. Doesn't try to veer too stray too far from the formula, or veer too far from the formula, or veer too stray from the formula. Before that, I Want You Back by Michael Jackson, covered there by Discovery. From a brand new album called LP. Discovery is made up of a guy from Vampire Weekend and a guy from Rah Rah Riot. And the whole album is excellent. Absolutely worth checking out. Vocals on there from Ezra Koenig and Angel Derridorian. Very, very cool. Very cool album to check out. And like I said, it's a great cause if you pick it up from Amy Street and get that $2 off. Let's jump right into our last set of music, shall we? This one is requested by Joe in Boston. Wanted to hear a cover of 13, kind of in honor of the summer music cover story that I did a while back. Obviously, this wouldn't have fallen into the choices because it doesn't contain the word summer in the title, but it is. It does have that kind of summer feel to it. And Elliott Smith just recently included this on his album New Moon, so it's a fair game to play this one, right? Here is 13, performed by Elliott Smith.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Won't you tell your dad get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay. We'll come inside while it's okay. And I'll shake you. Won't you tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Brian. This is Barry and Killen. I just listened to your most recent All Request show, and you're talking about now having a summer covers show. I made a little Grease reference there. I'm really hoping that you can play Summer Nights by the Vandals. It's not quite a cover of the original version from Grease, but it's awful good in its own right. Thanks for the great show. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thanks, Barry. And usually I don't cut in right before the request like this, but I'm going to warn you that while there is no suggestive language in the song, it does... It does skew a little bit on the blue side. I'll leave it to your discretion, but there's no F-bombs, no S-bombs, no other four-letter words that you got to worry about. So here is, and it's actually called Summer Lovin'. Here's Vandals with Summer Lovin'. That's the Vandals with Summer Lovin', sort of a cover of the song originally by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from Greece. If you enjoyed that, I really suggest you jump online and find the lyrics because they're hilarious. They speed right through them, so you catch a word here and there, but the full lyrics are pretty good. Summer Lovin' by the Vandals, you find that on an album called Fear of a Punk Planet, Anniversary Edition. And strangely enough, prophetically enough, there's a song on there called The Day Farrah Fawcett Died, or something like that. Yeah, The Day Farrah Fawcett Died. Weird, weird timing. Before that, 13 by Elliot Smith from his new album. I'm sorry, it's not his new album. His album, New Moon, originally done by Big Star. That one is going out to Joe in Boston. Well, Tina, what do you think of that Grease cover? You're a big Grease fan from late 70s, early 80s.
I liked it.
There you go. See?
And I am a fan.
You are a fan. Anything you want to talk about before we jump into trivia? I'm not trying to rush you or anything.
I know.
You want to tell people not to talk in movie theaters?
I know. There's so much. It's like, where do I even start?
Yeah, went and saw.
You know, complain when you have something major to complain about. Don't complain all the time.
Oh.
Don't talk in movie theaters.
Yeah.
You know, just some, you know, pick your battles.
Right.
That's what I'd like to say.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad I get you started on that.
Yeah.
all right. Well, we have a special edition of Musically Challenged today. Well, not about a special edition, but it is a unique edition of Musically Challenged coming from Dave in Peoria. Let's jump right into it.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina. This is Dave from Peoria bringing you this week's Musically Challenged. That's right. It's everybody's favorite yellow-tinged four-digit family, The Simpsons. Okay, so here's the name of the game. I've got three cover songs done on the show and three parodies of originals from The Simpsons as well. You need to identify the title of the song for the covers and the title of the original song for the parodies. Identify the original artist, and where possible, identify the character singing the tune on the show. Bonus points if you can guess the episode from which each title song is from. You ready? Here we go. Track number one. Two.
Okay, well, before we before we get to number two.
It's like, I think the next lyrics are like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I think you're about to say it.
Something are doing it.
Uh-huh. No. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sisters are doing
Sisters.
It for themselves.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah,
by
thanks.
Annie Lennox and Aretha Franklin. And, boy, I don't know the character that's singing it. I think it's... this was played in the background while Lisa, was controlling Bart. Like she had a restraining order against Bart, and so she's she's controlling where and where he can and can't go. If I remember correctly,
that's awesome.
Yes.
It's been so long now.
Well, that's Homer.
And no, it's not.
No, who? Okay, wait.
That it was only yesterday.
Number three.
I have no idea what the song is.
That's Grandpa Simpson.
Oh.
Come on. It's still Dan Castellaneta, but I don't recognize the cover there. Huh. That's a good one. All right. Don't know.
And in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful.
Number four.
Ooh, he jumps right into that one. Oh, all right, wow. Do you know who that one was?
That was Krusty the Clown.
Right, and the song he's covering?
No clue.
It's Send In the Clowns.
And it's appropriate.
That was from the episode where he has a Jerry Lewis-style telethon.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know the names of these, the titles of these episodes, but and the original performer, I think, was Judy Collins. Is that right? Not sure on that one. Okay.
Isn't next. Judy Collins a writer?
No. You're thinking of Collins. Yeah, yeah, I know who you're thinking of.
Okay.
But no, not Judy Collins.
Okay.
I mean, not the writer Judy Collins.
Okay.
Turpentine.
Move it, you truck, or I'll blast your rear end.
I found two bucks.
Then come in, my friend.
Number five.
Oh, man, I know the I know the episode. That was Mo and Sideshow Mel.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't remember what the... I can't remember the song, the original song that's a parody of. That's a good one, too.
It is.
All right. Tristan might know these, actually. He watches Simpsons all the time. All right, next one.
The sanitation folks are jolly friendly blokes, courteous and easy going. They mop up when you're overflowing.
Number six.
Know that one?
I don't.
That's a parody of The Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And couldn't tell you, I mean, I think Chief Wiggum was in there somewhere singing, but couldn't tell you which episode that was from. I remember it, but all right, next.
With a fake ID.
Yep, I was waiting for this
My
one.
My name was Brian McKee. Stayed up listening to Queen.
Okay, let's see how
you know who that one was.
Well, that was Homer.
That was Homer, correct. And the song?
Oh, I don't know. It's like, because the original, it would have continued saying, you know, I was only 17.
Right, right. That was, it was a very good year. The
yeah.
cover, the parody
yeah.
is, it was a very good beer.
Okay.
And the original, I think, was Frank Sinatra. At least
okay.
one of the people who popularized it was Frank Sinatra. I don't know if he if he wrote it or was the original performer. That's another great episode. One of those going back in time when Homer was in high school episodes and meets Marge for the first time. All right, let's see how we did.
I did. Brian, I'm going to guess you probably got five of these. Tina, I'll say three or four. Okay, so track number one. We have Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, sung by Lisa Simpson, originally by either the Eurythmics or Annie Lennox. I'll give you another one. Okay, number two. Homer singing Funny How Time Slips Away.
Okay. You were right. Is that with Lurleen?
Oh,
originally
probably.
Written sung by Willie Nelson. On the show here, he's singing it with Linda Ronstadt. Number three, Send in the Clowns, sung by, of course, Krusty the Clown and Sideshow Mel.
The Clown.
Originally written by Stephen Sondheim for A Little Night Music. There are a few said Sinatra, Daffy Judy Clown. Collins, Shirley Bassey, or any number of the artists that's covered this song. I'll give it to you. Number four, Booze Hound Song. This is a parody of Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins, sung by Julie Andrews.
Flat on his face, a booze hound.
It's from the Sherry Bobbins episode.
Oh.
Name Bonnie is pleading.
And on this show,
case.
It's sung by Sherry Bobbins. And of course, Barney and Moe.
Buy me a beer. $2 a glass. Come on, help me, I'm freezing by
number five.
You know, that is, I forgot that is Barney, not Sideshow Mel. Of course it's Barney and Moe.
The Garbage Man, sung by Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, Chief Wiggum, the entire town of Springfield, and of course a special guest appearance by U2.
The Garbage Man.
The Garbage Man can.
The Garbage Man can, and he does it with his smile.
And you guessed it, this is a parody of The Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr. Number six, It Was a Very Good Beer, sung by, of course,
when
Homer.
I was 17, I drank some very good beer.
And you guessed it, this is a parody of It Was a Very Good Year, as made famous by Frank Sinatra. So, how'd you do? Hopefully my guesses were right, and even if you got most of those, I'd be pretty proud of yourselves, because there are nearly 20 seasons of The Simpsons to remember, and if anybody can remember all those episodes, well, they're a better man or woman than I am. Well, that's going to do it for this week's Musical.ly Challenge. This is Dave from Peoria saying thanks for playing Brian and Tina and Coverville listeners. And I leave you with a mighty fine...
Dope! Pizza! Nope, saxophone already.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. And, you know, when I played that Canvas cover of The Simpsons a few episodes ago, I did forget to say that the original was written by Danny Elfman. And it, you know, needs to be said. As an Oingo Boingo
fan.
He
does so much.
He does. And he, it's such a dramatic change from his Oingo Boingo days, all the new stuff he's doing.
Yeah. But I mean, it's recognizable.
It's recognizable as that kind of quirky, especially the Tim Burton stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He has free liberty to go as crazy as he wants to. But I do miss Oingo Boingo.
Me too. I was listening to them today.
Were you?
I was.
Wow. Excellent.
I know.
Good on you, mate. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tina, for joining me for Musical.ly Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you, the listener, for listening to said show. We'll be back on Thursday with a Vince Clarke cover story. Yeah, he had a birthday at the beginning of this month, and he's been in groups like Depeche Mode, Yaz, Erasure, and so why not focus on some covers from his tenures with each of those bands? Sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? That'll be on Thursday. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com, call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or visit the weblog and the forums at www.coverville.com, where you'll find the show notes for this and every episode, and you have your opportunity to post your comments, your ideas, your suggestions in the show notes for this and every show. Like I said, we'll be back on Thursday with that Vince Clarke episode. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly. CACHEFLY, cachefly.com.